Right, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. We are live. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray for the full armor of God on right now, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace. And we stand armed and ready for battle. And we just say, thank you, Father, for the breath in my lungs. Thank you, Father, for the roof over my head. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross, who is more than capable of driving the enemy out of our lives. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So what do? When we're attacked, we give praise to God in the storm. Put on some worship music and praise him in that storm. Give him praise when you are ready to give up. Give him praise when everything's going wrong, when people are dying around you, when people are falling around you, when people are giving up around you. Guess what? God hasn't given up on you. He just started believing in you. All right, when you go to those dark places, when you feel like you're by yourself, you're not by yourself. You have Jesus Christ with you. You're filled with the Holy Spirit, and you need to pray in tongues. I'm telling you, when you pray in tongues, you are speaking to the Father in heaven, the perfect prayer and destiny for your life. You are basically bringing the destiny of God that God has for you in your life. You are doing that by praying in tongues. It's a supernatural prayer. Even Paul said that I pray tongues more than all of you. More than all of you. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your Holy Spirit fire to surround us like a wall. Like a barrier, like the Western Wall in Israel, a huge, mighty wall that will burn up any demonic entities, any demons, any evil spirits, any witches, any warlocks, any satanic spells or powers. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break their power now in Jesus' name that comes against us. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, any fiery darts sent to us, we bind and cage those fiery darts, and we send them back to sender 10 times fold upon their heads. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the fire of God, the fire of God to fall upon my enemies in the name of Jesus, to hit them in the heads, to burn them up on the inside and out. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we break all their spells. We break all their curses that they place against us in the name of Jesus. And we cancel them now in the name of Jesus. And we command them to go back to sender in the name of Jesus. That the very spells that they're putting on us are going to fall on their families. They're going to fall on their children. They're going to fall on their generations in the name of Jesus. That their works will be dead. Because Lord, your blood is enough. The blood of Jesus covers all things. What Jesus did on the cross was full victory for you and me. Grab a hold of that. Walk in the power and the love of God. When you live in the love of God, you are fulfilling the law. That's what it says in the word. You don't have to do all these things. You don't have to, you know, sacrifice animals anymore. Okay? Do you ask for forgiveness when you sin? Yes, absolutely. As soon as you sin, as soon as you've done something you've done for the 100th time, you go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. And actually be repentant. Have a repentant attitude about it. You don't just go out purposely sin knowing that God's going to forgive me. No, you're making an effort to walk away from those things so you can walk in the power and love of God. Amen. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the nations, Lord. We pray for the nation of Israel, because Israel is being surrounded by enemies. And Lord, you command us in your word to pray for the peace of Israel. So Father, we pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for your chosen people. I don't care about your political stance. I don't care what you think is going on, your conspiracy theories. God the Father commands us to pray for the peace of Israel. And if you do, blessings will be poured upon you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in your word, Lord, and we pray for protection. We pray for a wall of Holy Spirit fire protection around Israel. We pray, Lord, that you give the generals and the people the edge of the sword to defend their land in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, we pray for legions of angels to be sent out and to surround the nation of Israel in all areas. And we pray for all demonic, spiritual, and physical attacks, naming even chemical weapons, to be canceled in the name of Jesus. And those nations that are going to use those, that are trying to use those chemical weapons, we pray, Lord, that they blow up, that they blow up in their own nation, that they blow up in their own areas that they're about to send them out. We pray, Lord, that the very things that they're going to do to the nation of Israel would be done to them in the name of Jesus. We bind and cage it and send it back in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord, we pray for your will over our lives. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in our lives and nothing else. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did on that cross, the beating, the torture that he went through, his skin, his bones were bare. Okay, there is no good representation. Even the Passion of Christ is not a good representation of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Yes, he was covered in blood in that movie, but they didn't have a good representation because, you know what? His bones were showing. The meat off his bones was hanging off of him. Okay? The amount of torture, the amount of struggle, the amount of pain he went through, he took on the whole sin of the earth so that you could be walking in power and giving him honor and glory, because it's his glory. It's his. I mean, you could be walking in the things of God if you just understand what the blood of Jesus does. The blood of Jesus has the power to destroy all enemy attacks. It has the power to bring everybody to repentance. And it has every knee shall bow at the coming of the Son of Man. Every knee. This will happen. So do not fear. And if you have fear in it, you bind it and cage it and you cast it out in the name of Jesus. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So if you have any fear, if you have any pride, I'm dealing with the spirit of pride right now. The spirit of Leviathan is the spirit of pride. And I bind and cage that spirit of pride, and I command it to go back to sender in Jesus' name. I bind Leviathan in my life. I bind him now in the name of Jesus. Because God wants us to be free. God wants us to walk in peace and power. He wants us to go out and heal the sick, cast out demons, the whole nine yards, okay? We can do this. We can do these things. God has commissioned us. And if God has commissioned us, it will be done. So there is something I want to bring to your attention. I'm going through my notebook here. It's pretty full of stuff. If I can find it. Okay. So the spirit of pride, or no, I wanted to talk about something else. Okay, altars. Okay, so Exodus 34:13. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. So destroy, to tear down, beat down, break out, cast down, destroy, overthrow, pull down, throw down. And that's the Hebrew word 54:22. And an altar is somewhere where you slaughter an animal, where a sacrifice is done. Your enemies, they have altars that they sacrifice on for power. They'll sacrifice food, water. Sometimes they'll sacrifice actual animals and sometimes humans when they really get into these things. So it says cut down their groves. So if we go into the Hebrew word groves, which is H8. 84:2, it says it's from 8:33, which is happy. I thought that was really weird. Asherah, or Astarte, a Phoenician goddess, also an image of the same grove. Compare
62:53. So 8:33, to be straight, used in the widest sense, especially to be level, happy, figuratively, to go forward, to honest, prosper, bless. So this, they honored this Phoenician goddess to be happy, to get blessings. They were offering sacrifices on altars. And God is calling us to destroy their altars, okay? And here again, Deuteronomy 7:5, but thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. What's Facebook? Those are graven images of everybody on the earth. We are literally worshiping ourselves through Facebook. Facebook is a way for people to lift themselves up and worship themselves. Is it not? Yes, it is. It is. Yes, it is. Deuteronomy 12:3, and ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down their graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Exodus 34:13. I pray Deuteronomy 7:5. I pray Deuteronomy 12:4 over my life and over any witch, warlock, Satanist, root worker, Satanist, anybody who has placed their will against me. I break their altars. I destroy their altars with the fire in Jesus' name. I send the Holy Spirit fire to destroy it in Jesus' name. I cut down their groves. I burn their graven images with fire, with the Holy Spirit fire right now in the name of Jesus. You know, when you're warring in the spiritual realm, visualize what's going on. Visualize the fire from heaven coming down and hitting your enemies and watching them flee in seven different directions. This spiritual warfare is effective when you do it. Okay, we need to stop being afraid of the enemy, because you know what's going on right now? The enemy is attacking people in their dreams. And there's actually having demonic and physical manifestations from their dreams. Okay, these are men and women of God who are actually walking in the ways of God, but they're being attacked right now. Like, the spiritual warfare has upticked. And I'm not saying I don't get attacked. I get attacked too. I don't get attacked in my dreams, thank God. But I do believe praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, gives you an edge over your enemy. Your enemy does not want you to be praying in tongues. When you're praying in tongues, you're going after every attack sent by the enemy you have from God's point of view. And God's telling you, okay, this is what you're going to pray for through the Holy Spirit. And you're coming against those attacks and you're destroying them in Jesus' name. So now they've come to nothing. They're destroyed. There's no power in them. Nothing. They won't happen. So pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray an hour a day in the Holy Spirit and tell me how your life changes. I guarantee you, your life will change. And do it consistently. You will feel, literally, you will feel the demonic oppression lift off your life. Okay? You will feel it. And also what it does, it builds up your holy faith. It builds up like this wall of, like, basically a wall of Holy Spirit fire around you, and it makes you feel great. I mean, I'm into 2 hours a day now, praise God, because I see the benefit in it. And I mean, like, why not? I mean, we don't have to think when we're doing it. We're just belting that stuff out. And as you go, your prayer language will change throughout times and seasons. It changes. But you are communicating with God the perfect prayer. It's the most powerful thing you can do as a Christian. You will see the demons flee out of your life. You will see them flee out of your life when you do these things. God wants you to be free. He wants you to be victorious. But we have to stand up against the enemy. We need to stop being afraid, and we need to attack. We need to be on the offensive. When the devil comes and attacks us, we need to buy and cage his army and throw fire back at him in Jesus' name. Because he doesn't want that. But at least when you are on the offensive, you will get more of a reprieve. It's like you will get more peace in your life from God. because you are doing the will of the Father. The Father wants you to attack these things. It says in Deuteronomy 7:5, Deuteronomy 12:4, it says, "But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images." And we can do this in the spiritual realm. When you're calling down the Holy Spirit fire upon their altars, it's destroying the power they have built up in those altars. You can send warring angels. You can send a platoon or a legion of warring angels to help fight these wicked demonic powers. Okay? Don't be going after principalities now. I'm just telling you, unless the Holy Spirit leads you to go after a principality, then fine. But you better be sure that you're led to go after a principality, because a principality is very powerful and it has control over a whole region, like a whole nation sometimes, but usually just regions. But be very careful with principalities. Do not just focus your energy and attack them unless you've been fasting for many days and praying for many days and speaking in tongues for many days. Then yeah, go for it. But I would just say, be careful with this. But at the same time, you have nothing to fear. Okay, you can go after the powers. You can go after the thrones, you know, the dominions and stuff. You can go after them. Okay, we can destroy them. You have nothing to fear. You have the blood of Jesus with you. God has given us basically the perfect weapon in warfare. He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is the most powerful, powerful weapon of all. When you get a hold of that, when you speak in tongues, when you go after your enemy, because the thing is, the enemy is going to attack you no matter what. He's going to attack you in your weakest point. So if you are dealing with, you know, let's just say that you have a dirty mouth and you like to swear, you like to gossip, he's going to attack you there. Your weakest point, your weakest point in your armor, that's where he's going to focus all your energy on. So that's where you need to focus in your prayer. And when you pray in the Holy Spirit language, your language is going straight up to the Father, like express. My friend likes to call it Holy Spirit Express. And it goes right to the Father. He's basically giving, the Holy Spirit has a direct connection with the Father. And you're basically praying against everything that's coming into your life. But you're also praying your destiny into the life, into this world. You know, I'm about 2 days in now for about praying in tongues for 2 hours a day. And I can tell you right now, my whole mental state has changed just in 2 days. That's incredible, okay? Because I was pretty oppressed, okay? I was getting attacked like crazy. And where the enemy attacks me, he attacks me in my mind. Okay, that's my weak point. He attacks me in like stuff like, you know, self-worth and all that stuff. But then I start speaking to God through the Holy Spirit language, and that stuff starts breaking off of me. I can feel it falling off of me, and I feel lighter. And now all of a sudden I'm like, man, I want to do a podcast every day. I'm feeling like built up in the Holy Spirit. Hey, I want to do some fasting now. Like, you see how it gets a hold of you and it transforms? And you have no idea. You could be praying for your neighbor next door. You could be praying for your mother and father that are across the country. You could be praying for your friends to get saved. It's going to change your life. It will. It will. And the best thing you can do is focus on your biggest weakness. Whatever that weakness is, focus on that and ask for God to give you deliverance. One of my biggest weaknesses that I used to have, I don't have it anymore. God delivered me, is fear. I used to be so fearful. I'm not fearful anymore. Okay, that spirit of fear, she's gone. That is gone, long gone. Anytime I even start to feel that a little bit, I bind and cage it. I send it back to sender. Or I send it to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Okay, bind and cage. I'm fired up today, though. I'm super fired. I went for a walk, and I was like speaking in tongues. And last night, man, I felt the anointing all over me. And I was just like, praise God. I feel like I'm getting some victory again in my life. But if you're wondering, God, where can you use me? I don't know where to be used. And maybe you're not ready for, you know, street evangelism. And maybe you're shy and all these things. And I'm shy too. I get a little nervous about that stuff. And I haven't done very much lately.
The best thing you can do is you can pray for people. Start praying for people. That's how you can be used by God. You are in the will of God by praying for people. You're praying for the nations. You're praying for other Christians to be lifted up. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll pray for Christians that are being oppressed or backslidden Christians, that the fire of God will fall upon them, the anointing, the Holy Spirit fire will fire them up, that other spirit-filled Christians will be put in their lives. And, you know, we have peaks and valleys. We go through times where we struggle and we're like, you know, Lord, I don't know if this is for me. You can't use me. I mean, look back at Moses, okay? He ran away for years and years and just kind of did whatever he wanted until God said, okay, are you ready? Like, you ready? Like, a lot of these prophets, they've been through a lot of the stuff we're going through. We go through times and seasons where we feel like God doesn't hear you or, you know, it's just quiet. God brings you to those places on purpose because he has seen your whole, he sees your whole timeline from beginning to end. So he knows where to move and where not to move to be most effective in your life. So the best thing you can do, I'm telling you, pray in tongues. I'm telling you, pray in tongues. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And trust me, when you start praying in tongues, your mind is not going to understand, and then it's not going to want to do it. Your mind's going to be like, this is so ridiculous and stupid and all this stuff. Your mind's going to try and tell you, this is such a waste of time. I'm just blabbling here. Just keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. And as you press in, you will start to feel different. You will start to witness things in the spirit. You will have victories in areas of your life that you've never had victories before. And also, the word of God becomes more vibrant and alive. Something happens there. It's incredible. You'll be reading something and it just jumps off the page and you're like, wow, isn't that something? So keep it up. Keep fighting. Keep praying for the nation of Israel and the peace of God in that area. Let's pray for the enemies to trip and fall over their own plans, that their own plans will fall upon their heads. They'll fall upon their own families. But most importantly, we'll pray for the enemies to get saved. That's the ultimate goal. We don't want to come in hate and anger. That's not of God. We want to put on the love of Christ. And we want everybody to be saved. Okay, so God, if it's possible, you know, whatever witch, warlock, root worker, sorcerer, Satanist is attacking me, bring them to salvation, Lord. Bring them to the place of salvation, whatever it takes, if it's possible. If it's according to your will. And it is according to your will that everybody be saved. He has a purpose and a plan for everybody. God is so capable of your situation. We need to remember it's the blood of Jesus that gives us victory in all these things. So I just pray, Father God, for protection for everybody who listens to this. We pray for a wall of Holy Spirit fire protection around them. And we pray, Lord, we pray that your will be over our life and make us more sensitive to the Holy Spirit and what you want us to do in our lives. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.